We thank God for each and every caller on the line, those that chose to share your name and those that just wanted to be silent. We rejoice with each and every one of you being on the call this morning. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. So right now, let's go before the Lord in prayer. God, we are thanking you for this beautiful, glorious day, for this is the day that you have made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we're thanking you, God, for us being a family that comes together every morning to praise and worship your name and to go into prayer to lift you up. And you said that you would never leave us or forsake us, and we're just thanking you, God, for the strength that we receive, because a family that prays together stays together. And we're just thanking God that you have kept us together for over all these years, God, and keeping us together, strengthening us, and letting us grow in your word. We ask you to bless the speaker as they come forth this morning to deliver your word. Let your will be done and not their will, Lord. Empty them and fill us all up so that we can continue to be strengthened and go out and pour your word out in the world. We thank you for Artists International, the company that was the tool that brought us all together. We ask your continued blessings over Artists and that you continue to strengthen the company and it continues to grow by leaps and bounds. We thank you for the founders of this call, Pastor P.K. Roberts. God, we ask you to touch her body, continue to strengthen us, continue to heal us, because in your words you said, by your stripes we are healed. And we are claiming healing and victory in her body right now, Jesus. We thank you for Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our other founder, Lord Jesus, for her continuous concern for each and every one on this call and for her obedience, Lord Jesus, and for her leadership and her guidance, Lord. We thank you for her. God, we ask you to cover each and every person on this line. Continue to give them strength. Continue to lift them up and make them strong witnesses out in the world for your word and for you alone. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory right now in Jesus' name. I thank each and every one of you this morning again for joining the call. We thank you, God, that God has brought us all together. And just remember that a family that prays together stays together. And that we should continue to worship God this morning. And I now like to turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda. Go ahead and take it away.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting all of us. And I tell you, you graciously brought us in before his presence this morning with that powerful prayer, and we thank God for that tag that you've given us. The family that prays together stays together. It's a true saying, and I'm so gratefully thankful that God has brought us all together as a family here on the Master's Call as a family. Good morning, TMC family, and I, along with Minister Jackie, welcome you to the Master's Call this fresh and renewed Monday morning. I am so thankful to God that he saw fit to bring us all here again this morning on this Monday morning. And if this is your first time, we give you a special greeting and welcome to the Master's Call, which we lovingly call our telecommunications sanctuary. We're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific time. Now, again, if this is your first time and you don't know about this call, it started back in October. Actually, it was October 25th, 2010. Through two anointed and appointed women of God, and they are none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples, and then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. And we're so grateful to God that they came together and brought this call forth, and here we are about to celebrate 6 years. It's such a blessing. Now, again, we are standing on a scripture, which is Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement that we love to enhance on and then expound on, and it is to enhance and to enrich and empower believers as they begin their day. So invite your family, your friends, and your coworkers, and tell them to join us here on the Master's Call. They will definitely get a blessing. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website. Yes, we have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And believe it or not, all the messages have been archived on that site. So whenever you feel like you want to hear a word from the Lord, you can go there and pull up and retrieve a message from back in 6 years almost, okay? So we're so thankful to God for that wonderful website. Now, what I really love about it is that we have a theme for this year, and it says, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to be a greeter like Minister Jackie did so graciously, or you might want to be a host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from on high, and we definitely want to hear it. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net, and we also take prayer requests as well as your praise reports, because we want to pray with you and rejoice with you. Again, that information is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of a wonderful, I call ministry as well as a company, and it's the best health and wellness company that I know of on this side of heaven, because we have products that have been helping people, not only in this country, but around the world, to have better health. And it's just awesome, the testimonies that come forth each and every day. And when you thought you heard it all, another testimony comes forth, and you're just so so grateful to God that he placed these wonderful products in our midst. So to get more information about this company, which is Artist International, and now we are Artist Life, you can go to the new Morning Motivational Call, which is held right after this call, or you can get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be glad to share with you the many testimonies and what we have. Now, to hear the new Morning Motivational Call, which is Monday, today is Monday, and we have Inspirational Day on Mondays, that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. And I will elaborate a little bit more on that after the message, but now we are ready to hear from a word from on high. And this woman of God is one who definitely gives you such words of encouragement, and she's anointed, she's appointed, and we thank God for her, because God has used her in so many ways, not only in our individual lives, but as a TMC family, as well as an artist family. She is none other than our very own songbird we call Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale, who is the daughter of Euro and Patricia. They're both deceased and have been blessing Lauderdale to their families, and have lived her entire life in Southern California. She is the middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She is a graduate of California State University in Long Beach, and she got her BS degree in criminal justice. She is single, saved, and satisfied. Praise God. But she's also a fabulous mother of one son, Kalon Taj Williams, and we're all excited because, you know, we feel like we're parents too. You know, we got a son that's getting ready to attend college in Oklahoma, so we are so thankful for this young man of God who has stand firm on God's word, and I can go on and on, but we got to hear the word. But let me tell you, Tiffany is currently employed in the city of Culver City in California in the transportation department. She is a blessed woman of God, who served in so many capacities, not only in her church, but in her community, as well as in the Artist Life family. If you want to know anything about these products, Minister Tiffany can tell you about it. She loves to travel. She encourages. She supports others. She is such a blessing to the masses, and she's definitely a blessing to the Master's Call as well as to me. Brenda Terrell. She's definitely been a blessing to me. I introduce to some and present to others none other than our songbird, Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for introducing me this morning. Thank you so much for hosting the call and for every single thing that you do. For all things are working out for the good of God, and we thank you for your love and affection that you share every day. Minister Jackie, we thank you for opening us up with prayer and also for your tag for the day, a family that prays together, stays together. And we know that when we come together and we unite in unity on one accord, then greater things and newer things will continue to happen in our lives. So I bless God for you. And to each of you who have dialed in, thank you so much for joining us here on this Monday morning, the 22nd day of August 2016, which happens to actually be my brother's birthday. And I give a shout out to my amazing Aaron Lauderdale. That's my brother. He is actually 44 today, his birthday, 22 and 44. So of course, this day has symbolic meaning, and this year will be a great year for him. So happy birthday, Aaron, if you may listen to this call later. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the co-founders of This The Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my mother eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, my super fantastic. I thank you for your yes. I thank you for your example, your godly example of what it is as a woman of God to trust him, to believe him, and also to obey his word and to follow his mission and mandate, which is why we have this platform here. So I thank you for your unconditional love and your correction and just for being who you are. Well, God has really been speaking to me, and if you've heard me any time this month, which we're still in the month of August, still in the month of new beginnings, God is doing some amazing things. He is making things brand new, and I'm so excited about this season. And it's not just for me, but I see and I know things that are happening to a lot of believers. And God is, he's awesome. Amidst the chaos and the confusion and the floods and the storms and the earthquakes and the rain, God is still doing newer and greater things. And they keep on coming up every single day. I am so grateful because God is truly answering prayer. As you heard Minister Brenda say, my son Kalon, he will be going into a new dimension on Friday. God has heard his heart. His desire was to attend a prep school, and God has opened up a door for him to do that. And not only has he opened the door, but he is supplying the finances that are needed for him to go into this next level. And so I, as a mother, am so excited and so just, you know, I am overwhelmed with God's favor and what he's doing as a result of faithfulness, as a result of obedience. And I'm going to tell you guys, this journey, this Christian journey that we walk, it is not easy. But nowhere in the Bible did God tell us that it would be easy. But we have to continue to believe and not doubt. Let me just share a scripture with you right now. Of course, you guys know that I stay on and have been standing on this whole month, Isaiah 43:19, and I'm going to have to say it again because I need you guys to believe and to stand on this too. In the New Living Translation, it says, "For I am about to do something new. See, I have already began. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in dry wastelands." If we look at the New International Version, of Isaiah 43:19. It says, see, I am doing a new thing. And it's an exclamation point there. So we got to get excited about what Jesus is doing in this season. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Question. Do you not realize what God is doing right now? Okay. I am making a way in the wasteland and streams. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. See, God is doing new things. The title for this message today is God is doing a new thing. Do not doubt him. God is doing a new thing. Do not doubt him. So many conversations I've had lately, so many people are doubting what God is doing and who he is. They seem to forget that every single promise that God has made to us, he is faithful to fulfill it. Let's look at the definition of the word doubt, D-O-U-B-T, a feeling of uncertainty or lack of conviction. Synonyms are hesitation, confusion, suspicion, and uncertainty. How many of you woke up this morning with a feeling of doubt? How many of you have been walking around in uncertainty, not trusting God, not relying on him, not having a conversation with him, but going through your whole day in a funk of doubt? Well, doubt may be what's blocking you from the blessings that God has for you. We cannot say that we are Christians and that we believe in God and that we operate in doubt. See, doubt may be holding you back from your blessing. So today I say, release doubt and believe God. Release doubt and believe God. I'll say it again. Release doubt and believe God. In Matthew 21:21, it reads, and Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. What are the words that you're speaking out of your mouth? What are the things that you're thinking in your head? Are the things that you're thinking negative or positive? Are the things that you're allowing people to speak to you negative or positive? Are the things that are coming your way or the things that you're watching on TV, that you're listening to on the radio, are those things negative or positive? See, God wants to do something new in you, but you have to step out of your comfort zone. We all do. We get comfortable in the situations that we're in when we really know that a lot of times those situations have no earthly good for us and really no heavenly good for us either. So we have to be ready to do something different. Many of us have been saying, I just need a change in my life. I want something different to happen. A lot of times we enable our own selves. It's not anybody else's fault. It's us, because we're just stuck in a place that we don't want to move from. But somewhere down the line, a little light bulb has to come on within our heads that said, you know what? Enough is enough. I am ready for something in my life to be different. And how am I going to allow that to be different? Well, first of all, I'm going to go to the Word of God. I'm going to seek God and see what God has to say. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. See, our priorities a lot of time are out of alignment. We put the wrong things first. But God is just saying, seek me first. Seek me, Jesus. Not anybody else, not Facebook posts, not tweets, not Instagram, but seek me. Seek my word. I have something to tell you, but when you put that Bible down after you went to church on Sunday, when did you pick it up again to see what I needed to say to you? During the prayer time while you were praying to me, did you even allow me the opportunity to speak to you, or did you just continue to pray and pray and pray and pray to me and not give me a chance to respond to you? No longer can we doubt. Release the doubt and believe God. James 1 and 6 says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. So that means that when you doubt, that's like being double-minded. And it means that you're just tossed through and flow. Just imagine a leaf just blowing back and forth, just moving back and forth, just moving back and forth. As the waves at the beach, they move back and they move forth. They move up, they move back. They move up, they move back. When you doubt God, that is what you're doing. You're like a wave in the sea that goes back and forth, back and forth. It's like that rocking chair. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Not stable, not solid, not firm. So no more doubting. God wants to do greater and new things in your life, but release the doubt and add faith. Proverbs 3:5-8 reads, trust in the Lord with all, not some, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all, again, your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means your whole heart needs to be surrendered to God. Not a piece of it, not half of it, but your whole heart. And our understanding, I know Tiffany's understanding, and Tiffany's understanding leads to trouble most of the time. My understanding is a whole big old mess. But in the mess that I'm in, God always has a message for me. Hallelujah. Not only does he have a message for me, he has a message for you. So lean not to your own understanding. What you think, oh, this is what I think. No, 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 no. What does Jesus think? What does Jesus' word say? What does his promises say? Who are you? People tell you, oh, no, you're not nothing. You're never going to be nothing. Oh, yes, I am. You tell them I am a new creature in Jesus. All my sins have been washed away, and I'm not going to let you bring it up into my face what I did 10 years ago or what I did yesterday, because the Lord that I serve, I've already asked him to forgive me, and he did. So who are you? Your own understanding can be a problem. It could lead to self-infliction. So see what God is telling you to do, to say, the way he's asking you to act in this season. Are we walking in purpose or are we walking on purpose? Are we walking into the purpose, that God has given us to walk into? And if we're still trying to figure out why did God put me here on earth, then have a conversation with him and let him tell you clearly what he would have for you to do. He said that acknowledge him. So many times we go through the day and we don't acknowledge God. We don't say, thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank you, God, for waking me up. I thank you for blessing me with the roof over my head. I thank you that I have lights on. I thank you that my cell phone works. I thank you that I have a car to drive in, or I thank you for public transportation. If there's no car, for Uber, for Lyft. I thank you, God, that I'm able to use the my legs and my arms. I'm thankful that I'm able to open up my eyes and see. I thank you that I'm able to open up my mouth to talk, my hands to write, my mind to think. I thank you that my heart beat, God. And I thank you that I'm able to breathe air. I thank you that you breathe through me, oh, God. And I thank you that I am your child. I thank you that all of my needs have been supplied, not only for me, but for my household. I thank you, God, that you are making all things new. See, when things happen in our lives sometimes, we forget who to give credit to. We think it's all about me, 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 me. But really, it's not. It's all about Jesus. I heard my pastor say on yesterday, that the victory is ours in all things, but in all things, God gets the glory. So we have the victory, but God gets the glory in every single thing that we do. Even when we make the wrong decisions, even when we get out of our lane, and I always say, stay in your lane because God has many blessings for you. So on this day, let me just leave you with this little short song. And I hope this word has been a blessing for you. And you're making all things new. You are making all things new. You are making all things new. And we are free. Your love never ending. Your grace never failing. Redemption is calling us home. And you're making all things new. Yes, you're making all things new. You are making all things new. And we are free. God bless you. I love you. Back over to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for that on-time word this morning. Release the doubt and believe God. And thank you for that powerful song this morning. God is definitely doing a new thing. We will be asking you to come back and give us our benediction shortly, but let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we say good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your gracious work, your loving kindness, your tender mercies. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. And thank you, Father, for the testimony of the saints. We glorify you, Father, for this Monday morning. You've given us a new day, a new start, a new beginning. And we glorify you, Father, because it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. We thank you, Father God, for this powerful message that came before us this morning. And Lord God, we thank you for the woman of God who delivered. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you pour virtues of love, peace, joy, all that she needs, Lord God, blessings on top of blessings, Lord God, till it overflows, Father God, like never before. We thank you, Father, for her son who's taken off to college, oh God. We thank you, Father, for blessing is going out, blessing is coming in. Everywhere his feet tread and his hands touch, Lord God, you're blessing. We thank you, Father God, for doing a work like never before. Use him, Lord, to the glory and honor to your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you, being bestowed upon him and those around him, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for every person on this call. We ask you, oh God, that you keep them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. Lord, we come to realize, Lord, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises against us will cease. We thank you, Father, when two or three of us come together touching and agreeing on anything, you're in the midst and you're doing the work. And Father, we thank you, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. We thank you, Father, for the authority that you've given each and every one of us. We thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord God. These women of God that has carried this call on day by day, we ask that you continue to bless them, Lord God, like never before. Strengthen them, Lord, where it's needed. And Lord, give them a peace like none other, oh God. Bless their surroundings and bless their households, Father, in a mighty way. We glorify you, Father, for artists' life and artists' family, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the Diaz de Leon family and all those that are partaking of this wonderful company. We ask that you bless, Lord God. You do a work like never before. We thank you, Father, for doing a new thing. We look to your name, Lord God, to travel from to and fro, from earth to earth and from coast to coast, border to border. We thank you, Father God, that everything is going forth in your anointing. And we glorify you, Father, that it's done not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of living God. We ask that you bless those that are sick. We call them healed, whole, and complete in Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the bereaved, and we thank you for comforting them like never before, especially Sebla and her family, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, it's been a blessing to hear this word, and you want to hear it again. That number is 712-432-1085. Share it with somebody. 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-pound. And remember, we got the New Morning Motivational coming up right after this call. So that number is 641-715-3865. And the pin is 539-598-pound. Inspirational Monday. So we thank you for joining us this morning. Look forward to hearing you tomorrow morning. And we thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone so graciously. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for such a wonderful, profound message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Amen. Go out and be the great minister in the marketplace that God has already prepared for you to be. We love you, and we'll hear you back here on the line tomorrow. God bless you. Goodbye for now.